Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Responding to soaring fuel prices, Governor Mike Dunleavy is aiming to give Alaskans a break at the pump by suspending state motor fuel taxes until next June. At this moment, it is a proposal. He asked the House of Representatives to consider his amendment to House Bill 104. In the letter to the House, the governor said, "With rising inflation eroding the financial bedrock of Alaskan homes and businesses, something must be done to alleviate the economic hardship facing our state." And he echoed similar sentiment in a recent press conference.
"We're probably going to see a continued increase in the costs that started before this war, but are going to accelerate as a result of this war. And the longer this war drags out, we need to be prepared for the fact that we may see inflationary rates we haven't seen in a generation or two generations. For some of us that were around in the 70s and 80s, we remember once again that you had interest rates, for example, in a savings account that could be upwards of 14%. We're in uncharted territory. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring because this war has backed up and dovetailed with the fallout from dealing with COVID across this globe as well."
Under state statutes, a tax of 0.08 cents a gallon is levied on all motor fuel sold or transferred within the state, and smaller taxes are levied on fuel for aviation and watercraft. The governor says that this amendment would immediately suspend the collection of tax on motor and marine fuels, aviation gas, and aviation jet fuel, at least until June 30th of 2023. And this action, if approved by the legislature, would bring direct tax relief at the gas pump for Alaskan families and businesses and help contain the costs of goods shipped within the state, according to the governor. An aggressive moose was shot and killed by an Iditarod musher just outside the Galena checkpoint, according to Iditarod Race Marshal Mark Nordman, who said in an interview in Unalakleet with Alaska's news source that Martin Massicote and Martin Boozer passed the moose without issue. But Iditarod veteran Matthew Fahler wasn't so lucky.
"Martin Massicote and Martin Boozer had some trouble with a moose on the trail. They were able to get by no problem. Matt Fahler was coming up the trail leaving Galena. It was actually about a mile out of Galena, heading towards Nulato. And it charged his team, and so he had to take actions to defend himself and property, of course. And so he was able to, he killed the moose. Of course, by our rules, you have to go ahead and salvage it in the basic terms. And he did that and then continued on. So troopers were notified, of course, and now that animal will be brought back to Galena and be shared with the community."
If a musher does kill a moose or any other edible game animal, race rules require they gut it before moving on. Teams that come upon another musher gutting an animal must assist if possible. No other team is allowed to pass until the other musher who killed the animal has resumed the race. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Mississippi shipyard workers, Navy sailors, and the family of the late U.S. Senator Ted Stevens gathered for the keel authentication of a ship named for him. The ceremony of welding marked the foundation of Ingalls Shipbuilding's new guided missile destroyer for the Navy, the USS Ted Stevens. He was a pilot during World War II. The Alaska Republican served in the Senate from 1968 to 2008. He was 86 when he died in 2010. The late senator's wife, Catherine, and two daughters took part in the ceremony Wednesday in Mississippi. Catherine Stevens called it a marvelous moment. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.